The new era of media today, we're talking how podcasting fits into a larger PR landscape and a larger media landscape.
It's a great way to build understanding and consideration around your product or brand, yeah, because you're able to educate more, get into the details, dissect.
Yeah, it gives a different angle, and that's the power of podcasts.
When you decide as a brand to really have your podcast to educate, you have to have it on the long term.
Where do you get your inspiration for new podcasts? For example, myself, I use Apple Podcasts.
I will get it on social, like let's say on Instagram, because social media is very personalized.
For me, it's people I know in the sense of I respect.
In the UAE, it's 62%. In Saudi, it's, I think, 69% of people who listen regularly to podcasts. It's already almost a mainstream media.
Today, you need to go to those channels that give you this personalization.
Mm-hmm. It's going to bring in different angles, different perspectives. I think this is exactly how we should look at and we should track the impact of the podcasting. Hello, everyone. Hello, LinkedIn. Hello, YouTube. And this is a C-Suite Influence podcast where we interview original leaders about what makes them leaders as they are every day and what their daily motivations and what their daily routines. And this is a very special episode because, first of all, I'm co-hosting this episode with Lemia from Next Broadcast Media. And we're having a representative from the team of publicists, Ibrahim and Polling, with us today. So Lemia, over to you. Please introduce yourself. And
thank you, Lara. Hi, everyone. My name is Lemia from Next Broadcast Media. I'm one of the co-founders and commercial director. And our company is an ed tech company that specializes in monetizing podcasts. And on the other hand, we also work with brands such as Emirates Airline, MasterCard, Samsung, who want to be on podcasts.
Amazing. Over to you guys. Ibrahim, Pauline, feel free to introduce yourself.
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Ibrahim Jabri. I'm one of the lead media planners on the Neom account. Pauline,
great.
Over to you.
So I'm Pauline Radi. I work with Publicis Group. I lead on LVMH business for the MENA region. I'm so happy to be here today.
Lovely. And we're talking media. We're talking the new era of media today. We're talking how podcasting fits into a larger PR landscape and a larger media landscape. So I think we've got really great experts with us today. So Lemme, would you like to come up with the first question?
Yes, I have already a good question. So I checked the top 10 in the UAE today, and 7 out of 10 shows are Arabic shows. And then most of the shows are from the category society and culture. So my question to you is, because I know you're Arabic speakers, do you listen to Arabic content or to Arabic shows or more to English podcasts? And then which category is your preference or which topics you're mostly interested in?
Sorry, is that in the UAE or in Saudi?
In the UAE.
Oh, that's surprising. I felt that most people speak English here due to the number of expats
exactly,
in the
yeah.
country.
Exactly,
it's an eye-opening fact, by the way. It's very popular. The Arabic content is super popular.
Wait,
in the UAE.
But does that mean there's not enough English content?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, there's definitely more English content available globally. But if you look at the top 10 for the UAE, then the majority is in Arabic.
Right.
And then you have, I saw one English learning course, which was in the top 10. And I think Diary of a CEO was number 7. So these are some of the shows. But then I think all the top 3 were Arabic ones.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting.
I personally listen to English podcasts from overseas, not locally here, but I'd be interested to know what are these Arabic podcasts that are trending here.
Yeah.
I guess there's like one which is Interview with Lulu. It's something that I see a lot. And another one which is Abu podcast, which he gets all the celebrities and all the time at the end of the day crying, but it's such a nice okay. podcast because he asks a lot of questions which is not really common. Mm-hmm. And it shows like the human part of any celebrity. So I think maybe I hope they are top.
So conversations yeah. with Lulu. She's actually yeah. In the top top podcast okay. from the business category, and she interviews CEOs and C level.
It's like sometimes English, sometimes Arabic, right?
It's only in English. Only in English. And yeah, it's one of the top shows in the business entrepreneurship category.
Okay.
But yeah, when it comes in the UAE, there's like the show that is usually in the top three, it's called Finjan. And then there's another one, Kanabet Decept. Both are shows that are produced in Saudi. It's Saudi content.
Okay.
So yeah, sense. These are usually...
I think it depends on the nationalities as well, because maybe it's more targeting locals, mm-hmm. Saudi locals. Like usually I tend to follow people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And from an international perspective, I really follow the run through Vogue, with Vogue, which mm-hmm. is really nice because it talks about all the latest trend. And also they give some critique, like, and it's always good to see this angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everything which is really good, great, because they really give hard opinions sometimes. But yeah,
I think you've just nailed it. It's actually, it gives a different perspective, and yeah, it gives a different angle, and that's the power of podcast. Anyway, I've got another question to all of you. So if you were, for example, to start your own podcast, what would it be? And would you start your own podcast?
Do I answer this?
Yes,
yeah, sure. I can answer definitely. Next if you want. If you let me, I can answer too.
So, since we work in media, right? And then you get to know a lot of people in media, tech companies, and it's always like you say, okay, I do have all this connection. Why do I don't do something like where you can talk about different things? Because media, it's very something it doesn't like. You just don't do it every day. It's not a routine. You need to always get to know new things, how TikTok is working versus Meta versus all the other tech. So if I would do my own podcast, definitely I will talk about the life of a media.
Mm.
Maybe. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's really, you can talk about different things from different angles. You can host tech versus outdoor suppliers versus magazines. So maybe, I'm not sure if it exists, but maybe this is something we can do together. What do you think?
Yeah. You're kind of stealing my idea, actually.
Really?
So yeah, but I'm open to collaborate, to partner with you.
Okay, let's see what content you can get.
I was going to say something related to marketing as well. Perhaps also more specific to advertising mm-hmm. and media. What I would think about when thinking about having my own podcast is reviewing, for example, campaigns.
Yeah.
Or media campaigns.
Critique, like critique. Fashion police. Maybe you can do like media police.
Media police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Too.
That's a good idea.
Yes,
you've
got media, ideas.
The media police. There's actually a show I believe is in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Where they actually go through TikTok ads and they okay. criticize them, and this host brings in industry experts and advertising okay. gurus to get their 10-second opinion about these TikTok ads.
Yeah.
It's very cool form of content in that specific industry. So yeah, I think we're sort of aligned. Yeah.
Actually, I will add to it like if something like how women in media. I think this is something that I always thought of. Because recently you start to see CEOs in media, and this is like really impressive. Because if you look at it, at least in our region, it's always been the case of men, they are getting like higher positions, and this is not anymore. So I think this is something that I can host like those achievers. What did they do? How they really navigate within this environment? Because it's more masculine, let's say.
Yeah.
So maybe this is something that I will do with Brahim.
Amazing. Yeah.
Sure.
Great idea. Yeah. And blooming right away.
I like the idea of analyzing campaigns or criticizing them, because there are already some podcasts that are doing the same about movies or TV series. But yeah, something with campaigns hasn't been done yet. It's super niche, and I think it's definitely something that would be successful. About myself, I don't want to say too much, but I have a lot of ideas. One is like more like marketing related, business related, interviewing successful women in this region, but then also something, more into bite-sized knowledge, episodes, like just small facts, explaining maybe within 3 to 5 minutes, why is the sky blue? It's like the daily dose of insights or of knowledge.
Because the sea is blue.
Sorry?
Because the sea is blue.
Yes, because it's of the reflection. But that's just like one example. Yeah. But there's so many different ideas that,
What I think is great about any idea that has been mentioned now, or maybe something that you might generate going forward, is that there's no two conversations that are the same. So even if you have the same topic, let's say marketing or media or advertising, two conversations are not going to be the same. And that's the power of the podcasting, right? So I want to jump into a professional perspective. Let's look at the professional angle of how you see podcasting being used by the brands, by businesses nowadays. So let's list those unique opportunities, in your opinion, that podcasting is bringing to the businesses and to the brands. What are those unique opportunities? 1, 2, 3, maybe let's comment on that. And what do you think, how it works? Anybody would like to start?
So before I answer, I think let's list the opportunities.
Yes.
Like how brands can really jump into podcasts, because I think today there's a lot of objectives and there's a lot of media. We always say that the funnel is not linear anymore. There's a lot of platforms, there's a lot of information, and we don't want to just add podcast is like another channel, right? I strongly believe with the long-term strategy and then how you can add the tactics. So today, if you look at it, there is like maybe three, let's say, packages. One, which is brand, they do their own podcast, and this is where they put the brand at the center, at core of everything they're doing. And I see a lot, like example, Dior, Chanel, they talk about their legacy, they really talk about the brand, and it's all about storytelling, from craftsmanship. And this is what they call it. I guess Chanel, they call it Chanel Connect. And this is where they get people to talk about how they are mixing with art and culture. And this is their own thing. Dior, they did something which is really nice because it's all about the couture, but at the same time, how they are really celebrating those women achievers within the design. So these are a long-term form, which we see a lot of brands jumping in because, again, for me, when you get the brand and you get people talking about it, it's more credible, and this is where you start to create these connections. Second form, which is already, as you said, there's a lot of podcasts there. How can brand jump into those podcasts that they have really high viewership? But it's not only that, it's about the affinity that they can bring, or how can they leverage those podcasts, and then they can really be within those program. And the third one, which we call inventory podcast or audio inventory, which is through programmatic. You can just, before a podcast start, there is like this podcast sponsored by X brand and so on. So once we know the three, this is, for me, it's not like a brand should do one, not the others. It's about how you can connect all together. So talking about my experience with luxury brands, definitely putting the brand at core should be something that they do on a long term. And then on a tactical basis, because at the end you need to engage, when same time you need to scale. On a tactical basis, this is where you can leverage those podcasts, of course, if it has high affinity with what they what they're doing and really start to do those sponsorship. So in this, so in a way, you have your own content.
Yeah.
Which you talk about the brand. Who else can talk about their maison beside the brands?
Yeah.
And on top of those are the tactical things that you can do to really drive, reach, and drive more people to know about you and the audience.
Absolutely. This is part of it, absolutely. No, I love these examples, and I think it's also the form where the brand is at core, but you're not necessarily talking about your products directly. So you are articulating the values that are associated with this particular brand, for example, and I think that's very powerful, rather than talking about the product straight away. And thank you for sharing that example.
Yeah, I just like to add, I think Pauline covered what could a partnership or how could brand tap into the podcast space. I think if you also take a few steps back and you ask why should brand invest in podcast advertising, I think it's noteworthy to look at how the space has grown in the past years,
mm-hmm.
how it's become just another important touch point that brands need to tap into. It's also noteworthy to look at who is the audience that's mm-hmm. listening to podcasts and how are they different from other audiences. So I've seen from a lot of studies that this audience is usually much more affluent than other audiences. The time when this audience listens to podcasts they're just much more dialed in than when they are on their, scrolling their social media feeds, just looking for comedy content or entertainment. Look at the amount of social media content that's been generated from podcasts. If you look at your feed today, I think maybe perhaps 20% of all the content is, short reels, short videos, short cuts of really cool
long content.
Content around podcasts, right? And notions being discussed in podcasts.
Yeah, so maybe a question to that. So where do you get your inspiration for new podcasts? You mentioned social media. For example, myself, I check usually I use Apple Podcasts and I check what is new, what is featured. And if I like something, I tune in. I actually rarely check on social media if there's any new podcast out there. So where do you get your inspiration from?
Like, for me, I will get it on social, like let's say on Instagram. Okay, and as you were saying that, the feed. And I think this is a strategy I've been seeing lately. A lot of podcasts it will show you a snippet of what it is. And if you want to know more, you just go and you watch it. The cool thing about it, because again, I know at the beginning, podcast is really, for me, it's niche media. It's not something that you're going to get scale. However, because social media is very personalized and sometimes I really see things that it's really relevant to what I want and what I consume. And that's why I see really podcasts which really, really answering some questions I have. Oh, okay, so this is really good. Let's see. Then I watch it. Mm-hmm. And then later on, if I really like the topic, I will go and zoom in and it takes you one. So I don't need really to wait for an ad anymore. I just go straight. I think the discovery phase, and I think this is something that we were discussing with one of our clients. If you want to create your own podcast, how we can really amplify it in a way that you still have this niche audience, but it should be really scaled in a way that people will know about it. Because today, because maybe you're in the business and because we work in media and sometimes you feel, okay, yeah, I will go to watch podcasts. But consumer, they don't think like that. Because they are not really, they just see a content, it is really relevant, and they will, if they want to know more, they go to. And the fact that it's content on demand, it really makes it really easy to go and check it out. But it will take you one time, which is you need to discover it. And once you are there, you're hooked because it's relevant to you. You see something really nice, or even when they host people, these are the people that really you look at or you want to learn something from them and get inspired. So I really like this strategy as someone who, let's consider me not a media person, from a consumer perspective, Discovery should be a place where you have the scale. And once you have that, you go and it's you. You're free to continue, stop.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. So that there's the discovery moment. The discovery moment is a very important one in terms of how do you build your distribution strategy around the show that you're producing. And you're right, a lot of people start from their social media and then they subscribe to the actual podcasting platform or let's say to a YouTube channel. But at the same time, it could be the other way. It depends on where your audience is and it depends on how you launch your show as well. And depends as well on the scale of your show. Is it for the broader audience or for a niche one? So there are multiple things to consider.
Yeah.
Where do you discover your shows?
For me, it's something, it's similar to what Pauline said earlier, which is you said you follow podcasts of people you know. Yeah. So for me, it's people I know. It's I know in the sense of I respect. So these are perhaps public figures, people who have some form of influence or something, some form of notion or knowledge that is inspiring for me. They decide to do a podcast. They are either a host or a guest in a podcast. I'm interested to know more. I want to know what they have to say in details. So, for example, I don't know if you're familiar with Mo Amer. He's a famous comedian, right? I really like his show and his content. He decides to do a podcast. I'm directly downloading that podcast.
He's also on Netflix.
He has stand-up comedies on Netflix, correct? Yeah, and a show. And his podcast turned out to be really great, really, really entertaining.
I think you're tapping into an overall media brand now. Media brand and so in this case, we're talking about multiple channels where a person can be discovered. He's associated with some certain message that he's carrying. And I want to ask you a question. So how do you see in this case podcasting fitting into the overall PR umbrella? So podcast is one of the forms of the content, right, that a brand can produce. But how do you see this integrating in the overall PR landscape? And I think that's where we can talk about different channels where a person, let's say, with his story can be discovered or a brand can be discovered.
Yeah. Let's go back to the brand objectives, right?
Yeah.
So you see a lot of brands, as I said before, they use podcasts to talk about their legacy and to tell a story because there's a lot of things that you don't know about the brand and they use this platform to educate, okay? Some of them, they use it to really support event or new collection and so on. So for me, it really goes back to the objectives today. Yeah. If you want to really create this educational element, of course, this is more about drive brand impact, drive educational awareness. This is where it sits. And it's, again, you should, for me, it's not a campaign.
Yeah.
It is a long term. When you decide as a brand to really have your podcast to educate, you have to have it on a long term. So if I see where it sits from this, like this objective in particular, of course, it's a content strategy that you always have, like you're doing a social content strategy.
Absolutely.
The same way you need to do the podcast in terms of the calendar, what are the topics, how can you make sure that you have this long tail conversation. It's not just one time and that's it, because it's not going to work. Because for you to educate and to really be impactful, you need something that it really lasts. If I want to have it, so this is from a long term. If I want to really have podcasts to support an event or a collection, this is a tactical moment that you can work on, but it's not going to be something that you do alone. It's not in silo. It's going to be part of the overall strategy that you're working on across all media platforms. So again, I'm talking about luxury because I see there's a high affinity between what luxury have as a brand, because mm-hmm. they do have the storytelling,
yeah.
they do have the legacy. At the same time, they always have something new. Let's say yeah. they have fashion show yeah. or they have a new collection. And this is again where sometimes even brand, they can host credible people in within fashion, let's say Vogue or mm-hmm. Harper's Bazaar. And this is where, again, you can support what you're doing in a way you are talking about it, but it's genuine. It's not like, okay, this is our collection, go buy it. It's all about the content that you produce to boost this education and awareness. But it should really very well thought, because yeah. today, podcast for me is not about selling products,
yeah.
about really engage mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. with the audience and create desirability.
Amazing.
Helps yeah. build brand yeah. affinity, I think, the way you put
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. And desire. Like today, if I'm like, I always, like sometimes I listen to those podcasts, and like last week I was listening to Marc Jacobs, his 40th anniversary, and mm-hmm. oh my God, I've been like, I didn't go to Marc Jacobs like since maybe 10 years. Mm. And now I'm like, okay, let's go check what he has. What is this new collection? So this is where sometimes you drive desirability about your product without really mentioning the product. It's about the behind the scene of what you're doing as a brand or as a designer.
The inside scoop.
Exactly, yeah. You're good in these scoop.
Yeah, you like my comments?
No, I think, Pauline, you've just nailed it. Frankly speaking, you've just nailed it. This is exactly how podcasting integrates into overall, let's say, if we're looking at the marketing strategy or PR strategy, right? Mm-hmm. So you can always come up with a special episode to support a particular campaign or a particular, let's say, objective that your marketing has for a particular quarter, let's say, or for a particular year, right? We can always support it with the right conversation, and it will be genuine. What I like about what you mentioned, it will be genuine. It's not going to be artificial. It's going to bring in different angles, different perspectives to support what brand is doing, the marketing efforts that are being done. Anything else to add on that scale?
No, I think, for me, I think Pauline did a good job covering all the points. And I think also you mentioned a few good points. It does help build transparency about the brand in a human way, and in a human and genuine way, right? Because it's a person
yeah.
talking, you know, and taking their time, right, to discuss a certain topic or to reveal certain aspects about the brand or the company.
Exactly. I want to get a little bit... Pauline, you've mentioned a couple of specific examples. Maybe we can come up with a few more examples of how you saw podcasting changing the conversation, changing the game for how the brand is positioned. Maybe something from the region that you've seen that, for example, once the brand started a certain podcast campaign, it changed the conversation and it had an immediate impact on certain things like brand desirability. Maybe awareness, maybe emotional connection, anything like that. A couple of specific examples when you saw podcasting having an immediate impact. And I like this Marc Jacobs example, because yeah. you showed it from your perspective. You heard about the birthday yeah. and you wanted to go to the store to see the new collection. Yeah. Yes.
If there's a lot of examples which is really working on a global level, but in our region, I think today we don't have yet the right strategy. I'm talking about from my point of view, of course.
Great. I mean, thank you.
I think there's
insight.
Like a lot of missing opportunities. And I know that I started to see a lot of brands. They use it as just a tactical campaign that they can add, but there's a lot of room to really grow on this sense. I remember when we started social media, it was like very tactical, and now it's a long-term calendar. If I want to say, it's not really multinational brands. I see a lot of local brands. I'm not going to name now, okay. but they really do it well because they don't have the budget to really spend as really big brand. Mm-hmm. And what they are trying to do is to really create content mm-hmm. to talk about what they do in a way that they host a lot of maybe celebrities sometimes, or really like those influencers. And they really talk about those small businesses and how they are really growing from mm-hmm. from a landscape or foundation mm-hmm. or how they are really acquiring new clients, what really makes them different than any other startups. I see this coming a lot. And again, I cannot talk about the impact because I don't have the numbers, mm-hmm. but definitely it's working on the awareness, and definitely it is really showing us, oh, by the way, there's like a lot of new homegrown brands, mm-hmm. especially from Saudi, especially yeah. in UAE, and it's growing. And it all starts on having those podcasts and really talking about what they do the best. So, but again, it's good you're talking about it because there is a big brands today within the group. They are very interested to be part of this era mm-hmm. because we know audio is important. And especially if you look at it, and I was like looking at who really today listen to podcasts, there are young millennials. Mm-hmm. It's not Gen Z, right? It's yeah. like 25, 40. And I think this is a stage where you really know what you want. Mm-hmm. This is the stage where you know which content you want to listen to. And this is a strategy which we want to take and adapt and see, okay, how can we create this podcast strategy by having our own, mm-hmm. but tapping into other podcasts that they are really scalable enough and they really have a good content. Again, this is something that we are trying to work on.
Great, yeah.
But from my industry, I spoke about Chanel. I see it as something that they're doing, and they do it really. It's not like one time and that's it. And again,
from it's an ongoing conversation.
Ongoing, and from desirability is a lot of the time that really, I want to know, I want to check what this new collection, and they talk about the idea behind it and how they did it. So this is as top of mind, but I don't have really impact on sales, but definitely there is.
Oh, absolutely.
But
yeah.
I don't have really tangible numbers to really prove it.
It's okay. I mean, thank you for those examples anyway. And I think this is exactly how we should look at impact, and we should track the impact of the podcasting. So we should take into consideration the opportunities that are not tracked by numbers as such, but the opportunities that podcasting is opening up.
Yeah, and maybe I can give a bit of insights about numbers or impact. I mean, podcasting, or if you run ads on podcasts, it's an upper funnel solution. So it has an impact on awareness. If someone is looking just for performance and sales, then it's not going to work. But in combination with their whole marketing strategy, with other channels, it will have an impact. And what our company has done, we have, over the last 3 years, we have measured campaigns that we're running on podcasts, and across approximately 35 brand lift studies that we run with an independent partner, we could always see an uplift in the interest of the brand, the uplift in the brand image, uplift in the consideration either to purchase it or look up for more information. So it has an impact. And what is also interesting is that, especially with podcast, it has a way, way more intimate it creates a more intimate connection with the consumer.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, the person that is listening to a podcast, they come on their own and they decide to listen to the content for 30 minutes, 1 hour. So it's a way, way deeper connection than someone just scrolling on social media, swiping to the next video.
Yeah.
So it's way, way more deeper. And people also listen to podcasts on a regular basis. So it's also something, it's not a one-time thing, but they continue to listen to that content because they like the content and they trust the host as well. But I think it's still very, very underestimated in the region by a lot of brands.
Think it's still, it's still very far from maturity. You see a lot of brands that sometimes they consider running their radio ad mm-hmm. on audio, and that's when they start, thinking about podcasts. So should we run a radio ad on this or that podcast, on this or that channel? Very few brands are really taking a deeper look into what they can do with podcasts. There are certain brands that I think are doing it. There's a tourism board, for example, a tourism destination that is using podcast and markets abroad to build more affinity with traveler audience through traveler podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to really convince and get into the details as to what is there to do in that destination with an audience that's looking to learn more. And on that point about awareness and top funnel, yes, it's great for awareness because it's yet another touch point where you can engage with your audience. But I do think also it's a great way to build understanding and consideration around your product or brand because you're able to educate more, get into the details, dissect, etc.
I think also it's also our role as a media to really put it on the table, because to be honest, it's not a top of mind today. Maybe it's now after the session.
You would change that.
I was gonna ask, what do you think?
That would be a good ROI.
I think
for us
today, because again, it's not a top of mind because there's a lot of content behind it. It's, you cannot just decide, okay, you have to do podcasts. You really need to educate them. You really need to tell them, okay, how it works, what kind of content. There's a lot of things that it should be done before you just say, okay, I want to be there. As I said, it's not about like one-time thing. But I want to say something which is we've been seeing across all luxury. It's been always the era of influencers, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look today, brands realize that it's about the brand and about what they know and the savoir of the brand, of the manufacturer. And it's not about, because they do have a lot of content. There is a lot of history. And if I think about it now, you gave me an idea. So today, brands, who better than brands to really have their own podcast? Because they
story
are incredible, exactly. Because today you see a lot of influencers. I respect them all. I follow them all. But they really do. For today with Balenciaga, second day with Prada, and so on. So, and what we call it in luxury supplément d'âme, which is this is what the legacy of the brand has. And then, and this is why I'm saying that today the brands, they are really realizing that they have a lot of content and they have a lot of story to tell, right? And who better than them? Or if it's not them, it's the friend of the brand and it's not the influencer. Those are really, they have the know-how. They know what they're talking about. They know what is fashion. They know what beauty. And this is where I think podcasts can really be a great channel to look at when it comes to supplément d'âme, how we are really talking about the brand through the voices that they really know what they're talking about. It's not like just influencer. She's communicating for one brand, the second
it's
brand.
It's like listening
so
to a fashion podcast from a host who has a PhD in fashion.
Exactly. So what is more credible? Exactly. Yeah. Maybe someone who's really, she's very known in the designer world. She's not an influencer, but she's known and this is her industry versus someone who's not really, they just coming to talk about the brand.
Yeah.
So who is more credible today?
I really, really like this shift. And which brings me to the question. So how do you see the future of podcasting in the region and on a global scale? So what, I think we partially started
for
tapping into that. Yeah. We started tapping into
because,
that, by the way.
Because we are a lot of women. I feel that we're not giving you a lot of time.
Me? No, Blacks. I'm happy with my time. I think it's still at an early stage. I feel like there's definitely more room for growth. I think that space is being underutilized by brands, which means that it's prone to grow, right? Because the more you have brands jumping onto the opportunity, the more you'll have money flowing into the industry, the more it will grow and flourish. So I think it's bound for growth. I think hopefully there will be more podcasters that will join and that will create content, especially from the region. I think we've seen from our answers that we still listen to podcasts from abroad.
Yeah.
We're still not, you know, very well engaged with podcasts from the regions. I'm not sure if perhaps it's a misalignment of our interest or if it's not enough good content that's coming from the region. So that that should, you know, grow in the future. That will grow, I think, with the establishment of the spaces such as Podster and others. This you know will create the space for more content to come from the region. And yeah, I mean, as Pauline said, there's a big responsibility for media experts, for advertisers, for marketeers in the region to really make the most of this opportunity and help it grow. Because I think there's a lot of good that comes from podcast content. There's a lot of deep insights, knowledge, learnings, philosophies, call it what you want, as opposed to, you know, cat videos on video platforms. So it's a great space.
Totally.
Do you think that every brand should have their own podcast? Or, I mean, we heard from Pauline that, for luxury brands, it makes sense because they have a story to tell, their legacy. But do you think for other verticals that it makes sense to have their own content? Or should they maybe just focus on, tapping into existing shows, and maybe just running ads, podcasts?
I think it depends on the industry, on the category. Mm-hmm. I think perhaps for some categories, it's best to try and sponsor certain podcasts. Try to be maybe a guest, send a representative, mm-hmm. Test the waters. I definitely think all brands should test podcasts in one way or shape or form, but it does make a lot of sense for a lot of brands to have their own their own podcast.
Yeah, you know, like even let's say I the more I think about it, like brands that they don't have, let's say, history and legacy, okay, but you need to have a platform, and a lot of brands, because they don't have platform, they create it. Let's say example, Red Bull. What they're gonna talk about the drink? So they went to extreme sport, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So today, it's not about the channel itself. It's about where you wanna take your brand. And once you know, podcast can come and or other channel. So let's say if you talk about tourism, so who best to talk about tourism? Okay, this is very let's say brands that they don't have the history, and let's say chocolate brand. You can always create a platform. Mm-hmm. And once you have this platform, this is where you create content, and this is where podcasts can come. So I remember long time ago, Flake, the chocolate, and because it's like yellow, and if you look at it, it's like it has a very nice silhouette. Mm-hmm. They really put fashion or as a platform, and this is where they just talk about things not even related to chocolate. Right, so it's again which platform you wanna really own, and I think really it should podcast should come as natural. It's not like you are really trying to fit in, and so once you have it, it's done, it's deal, you know. So again, as Ibrahim was saying, that today there's a lot of podcasts, and I know a lot of brands, they don't go and just create their own. As a first step, they test. They go and they check. They and there's a lot of things that we can do with Spotify, Apple. Like these are the ones that they really can drive this podcast in the region. I think this is a lot of work should be done from them. And there's a lot of, example, Anghami, we had a discussion to work with one of famous beauty expert and which brand can really join us and so on. There is a lot of talk. But again, let's go step back, get this platform. And I think us as a marketeers, we need to help those brands to talk beyond than the product. And it will flow. And I think this is how it should be.
Yeah.
I think that very important message that I put from our last, let's say, part of discussion, that it's the entire ecosystem that sort of builds towards strengthening this particular format, but it also podcasting on its own is adding value to what has been there for years, and now it's shifting into certain other formats. And in my opinion, what's important is we've got marketeers, we've got media people, we've got advertising people, we've got creators. We've got so many players. We all need to come together, start educating the industry, and probably create this shift together for the brands to look at podcasting in a different way as a really, really powerful.
Very good conclusion.
I was gonna ask if you would like to add anything. Like, what is this one insight that you would want our audience to remember after this conversation? Let's share it as a conclusion.
I think there's a lot of the time that brands are really afraid to test new things and test innovation. I think in this world, if you really don't do things that you think it's really relevant, because at the end, you should put the audience at the center, regardless of who you are, regardless of the brand. And we see a shift, especially there's a lot of Gen Z, millennials, they are there already. It's not like they don't know about podcasts. They know more than what we think. And today, how brands can really tailor-made their content to really fit this channel. Mm. So this is a question today. It's not about every brand should be there. No, it shouldn't. If they don't have a plan, they don't have a long-term strategy. But again, we need to test, and we shouldn't really wait for others. Sometimes we need really to set the trends and not just follow. Mm-hmm. But this is something that I would really urge a brand. They have the history, they have legacy, to be the leader in this. And I'm sure once they are there, everyone will follow.
Yeah. I think, yeah, from my end, I would definitely echo what Pauline is saying. I think just like any new channel, brands should accommodate to test it. And don't be afraid to measure, right? Measurement is very important. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're tracking the impact so that you build as much learning as you can from it. And see and decide, you know, how to deploy perhaps a more permanent or long-term presence in podcast.
Totally. Totally.
I can add something as well. Yeah, I think it's very, very underestimated. And yeah, sometimes we simply ask our brands that we work with or about to work with simply if they have a radio at home. And
yeah.
So, and they tend to think that people are still listening to the radio, and that's why they spend or put their marketing budgets towards there. And yeah, simply the fact that in the UAE it's 62%, in Saudi it's, I think, 69% of people who listen regularly to podcasts already shows you that, yeah, it's already almost a mainstream media. So yeah, you should put your marketing efforts where your potential customers are.
Yeah, I think that, again, we will never look at podcast as a radio station, because radio is very scale-wide, podcast is very personalized. And today you need to go to those channels that give you this personalization, mm-hmm. because you cannot have this, we always say it, like one size fits all. It mm-hmm. doesn't work anymore. You have different audience, different interests. And the fact it's on demand, this make it really big mm-hmm. in our region. Because I know, like, videos in general is growing mm-hmm. and all those platforms, like we see a lot of people, they spend mm-hmm. 10 hours a day consuming videos and mm-hmm. consume. So today it's about the audio, and it is growing, and how we can really make sure that we do have, when we look at channels, we look at as a part of the whole ecosystem rather than, no, let's have a podcast alone mm-hmm. as a silo, you know? So yeah. Let's try our best.
Thank you very much for this absolutely insightful conversation. I feel like we were all on the same sort of vibe, trying to bring up the best into the new era of media. Thank you for the statistics and for specific examples from what's happening in the region. I really enjoyed a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.